Hi everyone, I'm Coven Sinopathy. I'm a local science communicator, and I'm here to talk about how science unites. So we're marchers for science. We're people of all nationalities, creeds, political leanings. Take a look around you. Who are we? Why are we here? We're students and educators, microbiologists and accountants, cashiers and receptionists, bloggers and paleontologists, moms and dads. We are devoutly religious, atheist, and everything in between. Now, I've come to an evidence-based conclusion about all of us here today. Based on rigorous observation with sound methodologies, we are united in marching for science because that's what science does. Science unites. It unites people, it unites institutions, and it unites information. There are no chasms between science and the people, between science and the marketplace, and between science and the government. Science doesn't exist in a vacuum, and neither do scientists. We, the people, are not end users of science, separate from science in an ivory tower, receiving and accepting its downfalls and its victories. Rather, we are like interlocking dynamic gears that all influence one another. Science, the media, scientists, government, healthcare, and the workforce. Like gears, all of these segments have distinct influences on one another, and therefore we move the whole. And with this huge momentum that we see here today, and that we see across the country and even the world, we'll turn the gears to ensure that science stands strong in the face of forces seeking to stifle it.
Yeah.
Now, I'll echo what a few of us have said here today, that this march cannot be a one and done deal. We must stay united, whether we're in the same room or simply united in task and in purpose, to make phone calls, write emails. Scientists must unite to do outreach and run for office. Educators must unite to instill and foster a respect for science and the methods that drive it, and to break down barriers that prevent some children from receiving quality science education. People, all of us must unite to speak out when scientists are harassed or silenced. Because ultimately, don't we all agree that science transcends politics and ideology? Don't we all agree that science is about empiricism, truth, and facts? That to march for science means accepting the broad weight of evidence on any topic. To march for science is not just about the most popular science issue du jour. After all, at its core, science is nonpartisan. It's not about any one particular issue or discipline. Peel back the layers and we see science at its essence, a systematic and dynamic practice that gathers and organizes information. And when we all start respecting that method, the method that drives scientists every day to seek the truth, then we can unite to wield that truth to shape policy, foster innovation, and above all else, to seek justice. Thank you. So thanks again, everyone, for coming out. That wraps up the speakers, but there are some great exhibits and hands-on activities at the expo right behind us here at these tents. So go check them out and buy a t-shirt. These are great t-shirts and they help support this local march. Thanks, everyone.